RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Want to welcome back Gary Moller to RCR. Gary has been on Health Hacks. He's been on Rodney. We've had a number of chats on health in general outside the Health Hacks feature. And Gary is with us again this morning. Hi, Gary. Good to have you back.
Yes, well, it's a pleasure, as always, Paul.
And it's always a pleasure to have you too. All right, you've been busy. You've been submitting. What have you been doing? Tell us.
Yes, so I gave a five-minute presentation to the Parliamentary Committee, which is repealing the Therapeutic Products Act. And I must admit, it was it raised some alarms for me.
Okay.
Some alarm bells.
Okay.
Red flags.
Like what?
Well, they listened to me very politely and 5 minutes and no questions, no nothing. And we had a similar with the Paddy Fahey for the Natural Health Alliance. And in fact, that got quite heated and aggressive because they started asking Paddy about, for example, the Natural Health Alliance's funding of the advertising campaign to support the election of Winston Peters and New Zealand First, which was a very successful campaign, by the way.
Yeah.
And at the same time, the people who were in favour of the Therapeutics Act seemed to be given a very good time, and a number went over their time allocation, unlike us. So it looks to me like the committee that is reviewing the Therapeutic Products Act is hostile to us, the so-called freedom movement.
I see.
And that really does worry me. So it looks to me like it is a very grudging acceptance of the need to repeal that act as part of the coalition agreement. So they're not happy about it. I can see that. So that raises alarm bells as to what we're going to have in replacement, which is going to appear over the next year.
It's interesting that they were questioning about the funding of a campaign, because that's got nothing to do with it, has it?
Well, in fact, the chair of the committee ruled that as being out of line. But it was raised, and it ended up wasting Paddy's time. It created aggro, I think, was a good way of describing it.
Yeah.
It was a classic ploy, I think, to try and throw Paddy, the Natural Health Alliance, off their stride. He didn't, but I must admit he got heated, and rightfully so. And I must admit I got a little bit titchy as well as I gave my presentation, because I almost had the impression like they weren't really listening to me anyway.
Could you see from, because we've heard this before, especially in online Zoom submission processes, that people can be seen to be fiddling away at other things, kind of inattentive. The body language is not what you would expect from an engaged person, you know.
Well, I was concentrating on my presentation, but I had the feeling that I was kind of talking to myself. You know, okay. I just had that feeling. I had that sensation.
Yeah.
And, I do worry that, you know, this is dragged on for a good 20 years or so, and it's just dragging on and on. And, Paul, it's really affected our business big time because, you know, all businesses need certainty. You need certainty to be able to invest, to be able to look look ahead and say, okay, if I'm going to put all this money and all this time and effort in there, there's got to be some kind of certainty. You don't want to be doing this fearing that, you know, with a change of government, it's all going to be whipped out from under you. Like, we set up a nutrient testing, a hair tissue mineral analysis service with ARL laboratories in the United States. And we began importing their products, which are fully approved by the FDA, into New Zealand. And several months later, as we're just getting the systems operating, a beautiful, smooth operation, dealing with a lot of inquiries from Reality Check Radio, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And then, yeah, well, Reality Check Radio is a fabulous platform. So all power to you. But so we had to get a nice slick operation going, automations and so on. And then all of a sudden we get an email from a notification from MedSafe saying that a number of our products exceed the maximum daily allowance for things like zinc and iodine and so on. Even the kelp capsule was way over the limit of what is set for New Zealand, but 1,000 times less in iodine than what, say, the average Japanese person okay. has each day. You know, I mean, there's this sort of ridiculously low levels, which means that if a natural health practitioner wants to practice nutritional medicine, they are at great risk of falling foul of MedSafe. Now, the only difference between the Medicines Act of 1981, which is what they pinged us on, and the Therapeutic Products Act, which went through last year, is that the penalties are just so much worse in the current legislation, which has been repealed. Okay, so it goes from 2 years jail to, I think, 6 months, and from $2 million back down to $100,000 or $200,000 fine.
Is that all? Okay.
I know. It's a killer. It's an absolute killer. So what we've had to do, we've had to scrap all of our imported ARL products, which has thrown our business into chaos. So we have the testing, the recommendations, but the problem is the recommendations and the reports are for products that are not available in New Zealand, and in fact, some which are illegal.
Oh dear.
So yeah. I must admit, I've got a very short fuse at the moment, Paul. I'm in my 70s. I can't go on wasting my time with these people who I think are... Well, look, I think they're idiots. They're interfering with my ability to run an effective business. It's very annoying. So here's what I think. This is my response, okay?
Okay.
I think we have to be extremely vigilant that this Therapeutic Products Act is going to be repealed, but it could end up having replacement legislation which does not achieve what we want, okay? And that is a separation of dietary supplements from that of pharmaceutical drugs, which are totally different in their risk profile. And the other thing is a very simple thing. If a product is approved by a regulatory agent such as the FDA for sale and distribution to the public, to consumers, then it should be automatically approved for importation and sale in New Zealand on the understanding that people will follow the guidelines on the label that is approved by the FDA or the TGA or whatever. And if it is to be exceeded, it is done under the supervision of a suitably trained health professional such as myself. Now, we don't need this massive bureaucracy in Wellington. If I get it my way, if it's done right, we will be able to basically get rid of a skyscraper of consultants and policy analysts, okay? That's what we can do. And I tell you what, I would love that.
That sounds good.
Now, how we do this, I think we need to put our complacency aside, our exhaustion aside. We need to get in behind New Zealand first. We need to be practicing, getting ready for the next election. We can see like New Zealand Loyal and so on. They're not going to save us. They've just deregistered. We need to get in behind New Zealand first. We need to join their branches. We need to get involved in their administration. And we need to be prepping our own people to put themselves forward or to be nominated as candidates for the next election. And we need to double or triple the number of MPs. That's the only way we're going to save our skin on this one and on other matters.
Okay. That election might be sooner than you think, Gary.
Well, I agree with Rodney Hyde. This is the second worst government in the history of New Zealand.
Okay.
Okay.
We know who the first worst were, so yeah.
I'm not that happy with them, no. I think we're getting Labour light.
Okay.
Big light, you know, fat reduced.
Just back to that submission process, because I think that this sort of ties in. Who was asking about that funding? Who was it? From what party?
I didn't quite take note of the names. I've actually got the names. I had them online, right. But no, I'm not sure. But
okay, I'm just wondering where that's
Labor
coming from.
And
what the direction?
National candidates. We're not. They're not New Zealand First. Okay. So yeah. So
right. Okay.
We can see that the committee though is stacked against us.
You mentioned the Health Act of 81. Gosh, that's way back in the rear view mirror now. That's, you know, 40 more years ago. So much has changed in health. Knowledge has so improved and expanded in that time. Well, or been rediscovered, depending on how you look at it. So to anchor to that in this day and age, number one, seems anachronistic and so out of date. The other thing is, where were MedSafe when they were injecting people? I mean, where's their credibility? And here's the other thing. How come we know more than the people in the United States?
Well, the other thing is, how on earth can we police the thousands and thousands of dietary supplements, the ingredients and so on? We're only 5 million people. How on earth can we ever imagine replicating an agency like the FDA, okay? We're talking about bankrupting the whole damn country. And at the same time, as you said, Paul, they've shown absolutely zero vigilance when it comes to the COVID vaccine injuries. And there are enormous numbers of people who have been harmed. I just know it through the work we're doing. The people who are approaching us all the time who have absolutely, obviously suffered harm from the COVID jabs, they are being refused accident compensation left, right and centre. ACC is refusing every person who approaches them and says, I have suffered injury following the jab. Even this whole issue of lack of informed consent is a breach of medical ethics. All of that is being ignored, but at the same time, they're going hell for leather and clamping down on people like me who are trying to promote the health of New Zealanders. And also, well...
And you are a living example, Gary. You are a walking, living example of that.
I must say that I agree. I'm walking the talk.
You back it up with the results.
Especially now that I'm in my 70s, Paul, I feel that I can speak with authority for the first time. Okay?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have up until now, recently, been relatively quiet But now I feel that it is time. My time has come to start speaking out and really sticking up for what I think is sensible healthcare for New Zealand. The fact of the matter is that modern allopathic healthcare has failed us terribly. It has absolutely let us down. The only thing that I praise in modern medicine is emergency medicine. In other words, where there is an out-of-control infection, say somebody has been run over by a bus. But when it comes to chronic diseases associated with aging, poor nutrition, medication side effects, by the way, modern medicine is a complete and utter disaster.
I think I can hear a lot of people agreeing through the radio with you on that one. Do you think this, and going back again to something you said earlier, and you know the freedom people, do you think there's an ideology clash here or a political clash here that's being played out in this arena that is not so much to do with health, but to do with kind of tribalism fundamentally between different groups of people?
I think there is definitely a move to divide and conquer, turn New Zealanders against New Zealanders. And we can see this not just in health, but race, gender, the way we raise our children. We're being attacked on so many different fronts. We're being attacked also with our financially, like the assault on cash, and so on. I think there is my own feeling is that there's almost like the Paris Olympics, the opening ceremony, has pretty much confirmed that to me. I'm not watching the Olympics. I'm watching a few replays where athletes who I know have competed, but I am not watching the Olympics because the opening ceremony was disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not watching for the same reason. Haven't watched any of it.
It was disgusting. Mm. And it is further confirmation that I think that Western democracies are being deliberately targeted with the intention to destroy us, to destroy our way of life, our culture. I'm not religious, but I'll tell you what, I'm 100% in behind our Christian people, okay? There's very evil going on, and we're seeing it played out in health as well. This vaccine and the other things that are planned are extremely concerning. And I think there's been so much damage done. And by the way, one of the most common thing that people say to me when they approach me is they say, Gary, I no longer trust doctors. The last four years has knocked doctors off their pedestal. Okay, they used to be up there alongside God, the minister, the head of the house.
Yeah. And the most trusted non-member of your family.
They were. They are no longer.
Yeah.
I don't trust my doctor is what people say to me again and again. Now, that is very concerning because where do they turn? And at the same time, people are trying to turn to alternative therapies, but people like myself.
But they're blocking off the exits. They're trying to block access.
The other thing which I've written about on my blog is the defunding of natural health practitioner education. We're now down to a couple of colleges that that are providing like courses in naturopathy. So when I retire, when other natural health practitioners like myself retire, there is not the replacements coming through. So that's another enormous threat to their natural health movement, is that one way to get rid of them is not just by these ridiculous restrictions on the potency of natural health products, but also just simply making it harder to educate people in the profession. So that's another threat to us.
Are you prepared to take one for the team, Gary, and just carry on and screw the fines? Come on, do your best. Come at me.
Well, I really enjoy what I'm doing. I get enormous satisfaction out of the feedback that I get from people. It is extremely rewarding and fulfilling. I've got a message from somebody who's sort of it goes, I'm so grateful and thank you for saving my life, Gary. I get that kind of feedback. It's just wonderful.
Wow. Okay. Gee. Thank you for saving my life. Crikey.
People come and give me hugs. Okay. Something that was banned 4 years ago, by the way.
This is how you know that there's something dark going on. You know, who would try and smash that?
Paul, yeah. I'm certainly not going to give up. I 4 or 5 years ago, I was thinking, I'm going to retire, okay? And that is completely gone. I'm not going to retire in a month of Sundays now.
Okay.
I've just got to pivot. So, Paul, I'll be making an announcement in the next month. I'm doing a little bit of a pivot try and keep a step ahead of these evil people that are wanting to do their best to silence me, shut me down, shut all of us down. We need to be constantly thinking and being very smart about it. It's like a really good game of chess.
I think that's very well put. I kind of feel like in our small way, where every move we make is a kind of a chess move, you know, on the board.
Yeah. And it's not over until it's checkmate.
Yeah, true, whenever that will be. I want to ask you about one other thing too.
Yes.
And that is your website traffic being throttled. And I think you can see a pattern here.
Yes.
Can you?
Well, it's not the first time that I have detected signs of throttling, or should we say strangulation might be a better term. And there was certainly... enormous, very worrying censorship during the COVID pandemic. For example, I was banned from LinkedIn for about a year and a half because I refused to agree to their request that I don't say that the coronavirus was most likely a bioengineered leak, man-made virus that was most likely leaked from a virus, from a lab, okay?
I call it a bioweapon.
Yes, I was calling it a bioweapon, and I had to cease saying that, and I refused to do that, and they wouldn't let me back on. So.
Okay, well, I wonder how that aged for them.
But, okay. Paul, we had a discussion a few weeks ago about dementia, cognitive decline might be a better term, okay? And I had written a couple of articles. One was about my concerns about the President of the United States suffering dementia and the potential that had as a threat to world peace. I also wanted to highlight that a couple of things. First of all, you'd have to be blind or suffering dementia yourself not to have recognized that the president has been in cognitive decline over the last year or two. And there's
no longer than that, Gary.
Oh, yeah.
Longer than that. Before he was elected. Okay. He was showing definite signs then. This has been going on a long time.
Yeah. And I think there has been a acceleration in the last year. He's gone down very quickly. And so anyway, I wrote about that. And then I started to notice that instead of getting like 100 visits, 1,000 clicks or whatever on my website, some of my articles were down to like 2, 3. But they just, the traffic had just disappeared.
You've fallen off the cliff.
Now, I put out a message to my supporters, so just asking them, I can't understand what's going on. Have I done something wrong or what have you? And the feedback that I got brought in a kind of aha, because a couple of people pointed out big tech, Google and so on, do not want Donald Trump. They want Joe Biden and Kamala. Okay. And any suggestion that the president might be a hazard to world peace, that he has got rapidly advancing dementia, I think that I was captured by their algorithm or something.
AI, probably. Yep.
Was strangled. Yeah. But it seems to have recovered now. That's the other thing. It seems to have recovered. I'm not sure. Maybe it's because now that the vice president has been confirmed as the candidate, they're now not worrying about the current president. I don't know, but it's quite.
I guess we'll never know. But timing is always interesting, of interest to me, and that sounds like timing again.
The coincidence is too great, particularly in view of past history. Yeah, what's happened in the past. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Well, I tried to share a link to a picture of Hunter Biden smoking crack cocaine on Messenger. It wouldn't let me post the link, so, you know.
Yeah. I don't like the censorship, Paul. I am a big boy. I'm well-educated. I've got a good brain. I can make up my mind.
That's why you're a threat.
Yeah, and it goes on so many issues, like the Ukraine war. I want to be able to see both sides, because with all arguments, the truth is in the middle somewhere. And to be given just, or being allowed to see just one side of the argument is just plain wrong, especially in a democracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, good to catch up again. And we'll have you back for another Health Hacks at some point. Thanks for coming back on.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.